Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in the UK on this wonderful sunny Sunday evening, because it has been that, just a beautiful day today. It's been an absolutely amazing day. We haven't seen the sun shining for a long time. Today I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've got an amazing guest. I know that my guest will be with us very shortly as she comes into the studio. And that guest is no stranger to Mike Spirit FM. In fact, this guest was our very, very, very first guest on Mike Spirit FM. And when she comes in, that will be Elizabeth Lee Crowther, because I know Elizabeth has been busy. She's been busy doing her own show on the Bridge Radio, which I'm sure that she will tell us all about in due course time as soon as she comes on, which I've been a guest on there every week for the past, it's got to be the past 18 months or so. I will let you all know that we no longer have Kerry in the studio, because Kerry is no longer in the studio. And will no longer be in the studio anymore with us. So in the chat room, you will have me as well. I can see some guests already in there, which is wonderful. And welcome to you all. That's all I can say. So let me play my first piece of music here for you while I'm waiting for my guest to come along. And I'm sure that you will enjoy this one. So let me press this and say enjoy.
What goes on? Thank you.
What a beautiful song there by Beyonce. Okay, it looks like my guest is having a little bit of difficulty in coming in. We'll try another time here with her because she's an amazing guest. I do want to get her on because she's an amazing guest to work with. She really is. So let's just give her a few more minutes. But let me tell you about the week that we've had here in Studio One. We've had a very busy week this week. Monday, as always, Monday is a night that we go out and we do some teachings. And I got a lovely little class that's going along that's now sitting in circle. And there's actually they're giving some lovely clairvoyant messages. And I know that one or two of them has been on the radio. And I know that maybe we'll hear more of them in the very near future because they are doing very, very, very well. They really are. On Wednesday, Wednesday was at the lovely local little spiritualist church in Tree Harris. Done a beautiful service there from some wonderful communications from the spirit world and some lovely messages there that came forward from the spirit world as well. On Thursday night was a charity night, a very busy charity night, let's just say. I worked with a great colleague, a lady that's called Sherry Power, and I'm sure that within the fullness of time, that you will hear more of Sherry Power as things develop on, because I know I'll be doing a lot more work with her in the very few weeks, months yet to come. Friday, which was the day before, I was at a venue in Cardiff doing some lovely readings there, and look forward to my return in Cardiff in just a few months' time. And obviously today we're here in Studio One, so it's been a very busy week. And for that charity, we raised over 400 odd pounds on the door on ticket sales, and the rest of the monies was being counted up there for the raffle ticket. So, yeah, it's been a very busy week, very exciting week, and very much of an enthralling week. And I know that the next week is just as busy and always will be, which is fine. Whilst we are waiting for our guest to come on, which is fine, obviously that she's having a few difficulties. I know that she's dashing back from the studio at the Bridge Radio, dashing back to try and get to Mike Spirit FM, very busy. So let me just try now here with her and see where we go. Okay. Let me just play another song for you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, because Elizabeth is trying her hardest. So let me play this and say enjoy.
So dumb.
Beautiful song there by Rihanna. Okay, it looks like that we are struggling with Elizabeth this evening, which is fine. I know Elizabeth, we will continue to keep trying because Elizabeth is an amazing guest. But whilst we're doing that, I'm going to come into the phone lines in just a few minutes, okay? Yes. Okay. Let's do that. Let's go to the phone lines because I know Elizabeth is having a few issues there, as she's frantically trying of her best.
Hello, Mike.
Elizabeth, how are you?
Sorry, my computer's been very naughty.
You know, I was just saying, Elizabeth, that I know that you're having a few issues, and I was just about to go into the phone lines whilst we still keep trying. But hey-ho, you're here.
Yeah, sorry about that, Mike. My Skype didn't want to load, and I don't know what's the matter with it. I think I need to get a new computer, really. I think this one's gone past its sell-by date. But I'm here now, so...
You know, and that's all what matters. Elizabeth, I was just saying there, just as we went live, that, you know, I'm looking forward to today's show because you was actually the first guest ever to Mike Spurrett FM.
That's right, and it seems such a long time ago now. And, you know, certainly come a long way since that very first show. And I think about all the shows that we've done together because you're a regular guest on my show every Sunday. You do the psychic development on the spiritual calling show, which is great. And I don't know, we seem to have been through a lot together, don't we, Mike?
Well, we do, Elizabeth, and you know, as you said, you know, we touch base every week because I am a regular guest on your show, a guest that does the psychic development, which, you know, it's an honor even to be asked to do that, and that's been running for excuse me, that part of that your show has been running for the last 18 months to maybe 2 years now, isn't it?
Do you know what? It's over 2 years when I think about it, Mike.
Is it really?
The Spiritual Calling Show on the Bridge Radio has been running now for 3 years. It will be its fourth birthday this October. And I know you've been coming on as a guest since the beginning of that show, really. But as it's been a weekly show for, you know, 3 years and a little bit, you've been doing the regular slot at 5:30 for 2 years now, doing psychic development. So it's amazing how our host of the show, Ken Francis, how he's developed, because he wasn't, you know, he is very much a blokey bloke, if you like. He is a radio DJ and a professional photographer. He never really had much of an interest in sort of clairvoyancy and mediumship. And he came on to the show really as a host, you know, because I can't work the controls in a radio station. And he came on as a host. And, of course, he got more and more interested. And I had given Ken a reading a few years ago, which he was quite surprised about because of the accuracy of the reading. I think it quite sort of touched a few chords within him. And from that, he was quite sort of more open-minded and less sceptical. And with you working with him now over the sort of, as you said, 18 months, 2 years time frame, he really has developed nicely. And he gets really good results with his psychic development. And
he does each and every week.
Yeah, your listeners may not know, but we've done so many different, well, we call them psychic experiments as well, like, for instance, today we did psychic art, you know, channeling a spirit and using a charcoal and paper to draw a picture of somebody in spirit. We've done ribbon reading. We've done water scrying. We've done tea leaf reading, which Ken actually excelled at. So, you know, really people who are just interested in spirit kind of things, and they can develop themselves not just by reading books or going to a class, but if they tune into the show, we're always doing interactive things on there to help people with their own side of things. And I know you're a very good teacher, Mike, and you've really helped Ken you know, tune in with his own abilities, which we believe he has got because he's proved it on numerous occasions.
Many times he's proved that ability, Elizabeth, and you know, but you know, I must stress that each and every week, you know, even though that we do experiments, you know, it's a non-expensive experiment, you know, because I know that people could end up paying a fortune to have development. And what we try and aim to do there, Elizabeth, on the Bridge Radio, is to try and do it for the things you'd have in your home to do the experiment.
Right.
Like today, you know, a bit of charcoal, or you could have used a colouring pencil or a pen and a piece of paper. And, you know, when we're doing pendulum, you know, if you don't have a pendulum, then use a key on a bit of string or a bit of cotton. And, you know, there's so many ways that we can broaden your awareness to connecting to the spirit world that you don't need very expensive tools. You know, it's a simple method, isn't it?
It is. I mean, what was quite funny was last week where we just got some bubbles, you know, like children's bubble mixture.
Correct.
And we blew bubbles as a way of looking at that as relaxation and nurturing your inner child. And it made Ken think of things from his childhood when he'd played with bubbles and he'd been in a paddling pool and really simple things that even if you hadn't got that, you could just use a bit of washing up liquid and some water. You know, so we do all sorts of things which are really, really simple that you can join in with. So it's worth listening in every Sunday, UK time, 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. And not only do we do readings for our listeners, but we have lots of different guests. And, of course, you, Mike, do the psychic development with everybody. And, you know, it really has gone from strength to strength. But I know I love to come on your show because it's great to do readings for new people that I don't normally come across, because obviously your listeners can be very different to our listeners on the show.
Of course.
And I do a lot of psychic and clairvoyant readings for people using my oracle cards and angel cards, and I've got those at the ready. But also I do animal communication, where I link into people's pets, and that can be a pet that's living and you might have a question about your pet, or a health issue with your pet, or just want to know a little bit more about what your pet is thinking, or maybe about their background. But also very often I'll bring pets through from the spirit world, because we love our pets immensely, don't we? And sometimes they can be a huge part of our life, just like a person in our life. And we develop close bonds and we love them. And the animal communication, it really is another way of working in a psychic way. And it's very helpful and very useful. And it's something that I do quite a lot of. And really, that's where my background started in doing readings, because I'd be helping somebody with their pet, and I would then get a link from a person in the spirit world as well. And that's really how I started doing readings for people, was through my pet psychic work. So I love doing that. So if anybody's listening that is, you know, wants to ask a bit more about their pet, all I need is their pet's name and a description of the pet, and I can link in. So that would be quite nice to do that today. But I've got my cards. I've got romance cards here. I've got angel cards. I've got my psychic tarot oracle cards, which are very accurate. But some cards that I use more and more lately are something called the psych cards, which are very smack sort of straight to the point cards, I like to call them. So really good if you've got a question, or you're in a dilemma, or you've got a problem and you need some real honest advice and some guidance. They're really good.
Okay, well, I do apologize, everyone, for that. We seem to have lost connection there for some reason, but I hope that you can all hear us now. I'm sure that Elizabeth... Yeah. We're having a bit of issues with internet connections tonight, Elizabeth, which is fine. You know, we will adjust to it. As you know, the job of a producer is to not panic and to bring it back to normality, isn't it?
Mike, sorry, yes. I lost you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Can you hear me okay, Elizabeth?
Yes, it's come through now. I'm having some Skype issues this evening. I do apologise.
I think that's the issue this end as well, because I seem to have lost connection. And, you know, I was just saying, I think that's down to the fact that my internet box has gone missing, Elizabeth.
Oh, dear, that's not good, is it?
No, most definitely not. But, you know, fear not. I have wonderful neighbours around me, Elizabeth, and one of my neighbours kindly lent me an internet box until mine is retrieved from the perpetrator, let's just say. So, yes, all going well. Well, all we can do, ladies and gentlemen, is apologize to you once again for that little internet drop there. But, Elizabeth, you know, as we were saying there, that it may be something to do with some perpetrators that made my little internet box disappear. But, you know, some fantastic neighbors have helped me out in my time of need and have lent me one, which is very nice of them, isn't it?
Well, it's lovely that they have come to your aid like that. And... sometimes these things happen, don't they? And it makes us much more of a strong person from the inside when these things are sent to test us. And we all go through tests in our life, but it makes us look at life from another perspective again, makes us become more open-minded. And when we have hard things happen or something goes on where we've been perpetrated in some way, you know, we are very empathetic then towards other people that have gone through similar problems or scenarios.
Of course.
And it helps you become an even better medium than you already are, because you're able to connect on an even stronger level. You know,
your own psychic abilities kick in even more, don't they? You know, and I've always found that you know, if I'm working and there's issues going on in my life, you know, you're more determined to put that to one side and to get on with it than anything else, isn't it?
But you know what? We go through challenges a lot. And one of my biggest lessons was the lesson of revenge. And people say to me, you're not a person that ever seems to be revengeful. When anything happens to you that's bad or somebody is really, really unfair to you, you just let it go and you just kind of go with the flow. And I said, yeah, it's a big lesson that I've learned through life that, you know, if you carry the bitterness and feel that you are really hurt or scorned by somebody and you want to get them back, and you know, that eats you up inside. But if you just let it go, you feel better, because revenge is always very sweet because of the thing that we call karma. And karma always plays out, and your own success is the best karma of all.
Most definitely. And you know, you've got to let these things run its course. And when it runs its course, Elizabeth, as you say, you know, karma comes around, isn't it? And karma has a wonderful way of dealing with that issue, you know, definitely. And again, you know, I can sympathize with you, because I know that you can sympathize with me in my situation, that, you know, we've been here before, Elizabeth, but, you know, we are better than that, aren't we?
Oh, do you know what? It's just it's another way of accelerating you to where you need to be. It's another step of the ladder that you've completed, and now you'll take a step further up, and your success will then be heightened. This always comes about with an activation of change in your life when things happen. And it's because you're being raised up. And that could be that your profile is going to get out there, that new opportunities come in for you and new people come in for you too. And at this point, Mike, I'm very, very inclined to shuffle these cards I've got, which I said to you a few moments ago and your listeners, called the Psych cards. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to pull three out for you, Mike.
Oh, most definitely. Please do.
I'm giving them a shuffle. And, you know, if you go on Amazon or the internet and have a look at the Psych cards, they really, really are interesting cards. They're only the size of playing cards, so really easy to put in your pocket or keep in your handbag, but very straight to the point. Now, the first card that's come out here, Mike, is the card that says The Beauty. And whenever we get this card, it's all about ourselves, and it's realizing our own potential and what a beautiful person that we are inside. Because often when we go through difficulties and problems, our own self-confidence takes a knock. And this is saying, no, look within, see what a wonderful person you are, see what the good work is that you put out there. So look in the mirror, remember that you're a good person. And don't let things knock you and grind you down. Now, the second card that comes out for you, Mike, is interesting because it's the card that says money. So finances are going to change for the better when the money comes out. But the card really is significant to what you reap you sow. So it doesn't mean that money is improving because you're going to win the lottery or your horse comes in on a race. It means that the work that you put in now is going to pay dividends, and certainly your workload will increase, but it may be that the quality of that work improves. So although we still always have to work hard, we may not have to work as much to reap the rewards, because the value of what's attached to it is far greater. So I know there's more finances coming in around you, so you'll feel better where money is concerned. And the third card is ever so interesting. It's the card that says the cave. Now, the cave is always the card of, like, your home and your house and where you live and reside. And the cave card says you always feel secure at home, and remember that that's where your base is and your foundation. But the cave card always says you may feel in the dark a little bit at the moment, but if you remember, like, a cave has got like an opening where the light shines through, that's what you need to gravitate towards, that shining light through that little opening of the cave. Now, the warning that comes around with the card of the cave is don't become a hermit and stay in and lock yourself away. Although you need to heal and be tranquil within the security of your own home, there's still an outside world out there, and you need to be present within that outside world. So it's a little bit of a warning to say you may feel like hiding away or locking yourself away, but actually look at the light that streams in through the doorway, and remember that there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and you need to get back out there and show the world who you are. So I think you've got to really kind of gain a bit of inspiration with these three cards, where you need to look at yourself and remember that you're a wonderful person. Your work's going to increase, you're going to have to work hard, but that will be valuable where money and finances and abundance comes in for you. And don't be a hermit, don't stay in, get out there, show the world what you are. And remember what I said to you about karma, and also success is great. When you can be very, very successful, it can have a wonderful effect on your own psyche, if you like, because you then don't have to feel bitterness towards anybody. Because know that you're doing really, really well, and people then become a little bit envious of you, you know?
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Well, no, not at all, you know, Elizabeth, and that's one thing. Through my whole 23 years of working for the spirit world, I learned very, very quickly, you know, not to dwell upon things and never to hold things or hold any negativity, but always wrap it in love and let the spirit world take over and deal with what's around you, because I think that's probably the best way to deal with things, isn't it? Let the higher beings deal with and let them bring in what's meant to come in. Because, you know, I look upon things, Elizabeth, you know, because of that reading you're giving me, it's very, very accurate to what's going on in my life at the moment. But I always look upon things, there's a wonderful reading that I used to have, because all of them have seemed to have disappeared too. But a wonderful reading called People Come Into Our Lives for a Reason, a Season, or a Lifetime. And, you know, when you read that reading, Elizabeth, it makes so much sense, and so much sense to everybody else, because it is accurate. It is something that's very important to everybody's life. You know, it resolves in everybody's life. And I think that, you know, the more that we try and live on a spiritual pathway, the better that our life will turn around for us.
You know, it's all about trust, and that you trust that there's a big plan there for you. And we may not always understand this plan, and we may not always understand why things are happening around us in the way that they are happening. But if you trust that this is the right thing to happen at the right point and the right time in your life, and just go with that trust and that inner knowing that this is accelerating me onto something new, do you know what? You won't go wrong. And you have to learn these lessons to be, one, a better person, two, to understand other people with a far greater knowledge, and three, to really get to be an authentic person yourself and to get to know yourself really, really well. And sometimes we can get swept along with things which can look good on the outside but have no substance in the middle.
Yes.
You know, and I always think about this. Think about people who make these wedding cakes, and they make, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen this program in the UK. which is called Big Fat Gypsy Weddings. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen it, Mike.
I've really seen it, yeah.
It's really interesting. And the lady that makes the cakes makes them for the travelling community. And they like to have huge cakes. I don't just mean a three-tiered wedding cake. I mean like a cake that's going to fill a table. Absolutely massive. Well, of course, if this cake has got all these tiers on it, and there might be 8 or 9 tiers on this cake, if you made that out of a sponge cake or a fruit cake for every tier, you know it would start to be too heavy and it would drop through. So what they have to do is use polystyrene blocks, and they actually ice the polystyrene. So it looks good on the outside, but if you cut into that cake, it's not a real cake, it's false.
Yeah.
Now, lots of things in our life are presented to us like that. And when we actually cut into them and we see what's in the middle, that can be quite a shock sometimes, because it's not what appears on the outside. And people can put a front on. People can allow themselves to be shown to us only in a way that they want us to see. We can all be on our best behaviour when we first meet somebody, can't we?
You can, yeah, definitely.
We only want somebody to see certain aspects of ourselves. And sometimes it's not till you really either live with somebody or get to know somebody over quite a considerable period of time that you realise they may be a bit of a polystyrene cake where there is no filling in the middle. It's all superficial. Are you with me?
Yeah, most definitely.
And I've met so many people, male and female, and God, didn't I just go and marry one once? Which was a really stupid thing to do, you know, but I did it and I can't turn the clock back. But you learn from it, Mike, and you get a greater understanding of why that's happened to you. And you know what? I think of those dark days when I thought, I've made a big mistake. What have I done? What an idiot I've been. Now I look at it in a different way and I think, it was meant to happen. I was meant to have that experience. So I don't feel bad about it or negative anymore. I just think, do you know what? Thanks for coming into my life, because you showed me exactly the person that I didn't want to be with, because I need to be with somebody the opposite of you, you yeah. know? And your bad qualities are the qualities that I look for the opposite in with the person that I want to be with. So, for instance, if you're with somebody who's lazy, then maybe you need to be with somebody who's really active. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely, with because you kind of look at it, don't you, and you kind of realise of as you say, the polystyrene filling bits, it's yeah. not as it should be. And, you know, again, we all learn by that. Elizabeth, you know, we could talk for hours upon this. We really could, because, you know, it's such an interesting topic to cover. What we need to do, I think we need to move along with the show, because, you know, it's running away very quick. Even though that we have had some issues, we've got quite a few callers in the call, sorry, in the switchboard at the moment. But let me just tell people, Elizabeth, how they need to contact the show if they want to contact the show. And the reason why you would contact the show would be to have a free live spiritual reading with either myself or with Elizabeth D. Crowther. And the way to do this, if you are in the United States of America, you need to dial 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or just go over to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And there's where you'll find our show page, you'll find our chat room that's open, and you'll find the Skype button. And all you need to do is to hit that Skype button and follow the instructions on the screen, and that's the way you will come through to the studio. But for now, let me play a piece of music before we go into our first reading. So let me say that you enjoy this one.
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret.
Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half a life. Now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars, collecting a jar. Gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found. But
beautiful song there from Christine Perry, Jar of Hearts. Absolutely perfect. Right, Elizabeth, should we go into the phone lines? Elizabeth?
Yes, Mike. Sorry, Mike, I am here.
You made me panic a little bit then, but, you know, I know that you wouldn't let me down, Elizabeth, because, you know, that's the way that we have this kind of thing between us, that we, you know, we've never let each other down, have we?
Never. I mean, we... I've known each other a few years now. We've always been very close and good friends, and we've always watched out for each other and watched each other's back. And we had a little pact, didn't we, a few years ago, and we said to each other, I'll always help you out, especially with your radio show, and you said, I'll always help you out with yours as well. And we've always stuck to it. And I don't know, we've kind of got like this almost inner knowing with each other that if I can trust anybody in this industry, if you like, I trust you.
Most definitely.
You know the same with me.
Oh, most definitely. You know, Elizabeth, I know that any time you know, that you're on the end of the phone, if, you know, for anything, you know, not just within spiritual, but within my life in general as well. And I know that, you know, many times that call has been made, and, you know, you're always there at the end of the phone, which is so nice to know that, you know, with friends like yourself, Elizabeth, you know, I think that we should fulfill our lives full of them people, and, you know, kind of take away, as, you know, as we said, the fill-in bits, you know, the polystyrene bits. Anyway, Elizabeth, we could talk for hours. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got quite a few people online. I want to go to this Skype caller, and the Skype caller is called Live, so let me put you live, and say hi. Can we take your name there, please?
Hello.
Hi, can we take your name there?
Jane. Yeah.
Hi, Jane, and can I ask you where you are in the world? Where, who are you calling from there, Jane?
From Merseyside.
From Merseyside, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I know that Merseyside is in the UK, which is wonderful, and, you know, let me hand you straight over to my wonderful guest, Elizabeth Lee Crowther, and I know that whatever question that you have or whatever contact that you wish, I know that Elizabeth is that perfect person to bring that through. And who knows, maybe me and Elizabeth may just tag team. You haven't even addressed any of this, Elizabeth, yet. But, yes, let's do that, Elizabeth, shall we?
Hiya, Jane.
Hiya, you're okay?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Lovely to connect with you this evening. I'm just, as you're on the line there and you were having a little chat with Mike, I started to pull some cards out for you. Because I sort of wanted to have a look what was going on around you at the moment. And also I work very much as a psychic to make predictions. So yeah. It's also very good to have a pen and a paper at the ready to make any notes. Or certainly when you get off the call, make some notes so you don't forget. Because I do like to look ahead into the future.
Okay, thank you.
Can you hear me okay, Jane?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, thank you.
Okay, now, I know you may have a question, but I just want to go through a couple of little bits with you first, and then I'll ask you if you've got a question, because I've got some very positive cards that have come out for you, where you certainly need to look ahead this year, but you need to put a lot of changes into place, okay?
Yeah.
I think you've had a really hard time recently, and I think you've found somebody really difficult around you that has been a hard person to be in your surroundings, or and they've really treated you, I don't feel, with the best of respect. Do you understand that, Jane?
Yeah.
And I think you've been hurting from that. I think you've tried to talk them round. I think you've done your best from the place of I've tried to make it work and I've tried to heal the relationship. But with all the best will in the world, Jane, it takes two to tango, okay?
Oh,
and I feel like you may have done everything you can do from your side, but unless that is going to come from them, you've got a hard job on your hands, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
And the reason I say this is because when I look at my psych cards for you, I do have the card here which is called the Beast. And the Beast is always about somebody who is a difficult person around you in your life, okay?
Yes.
What I want to say to you about that is things are going to change, because I've also got the Fortune card and the Stars card. So it means things are moving on, but you need to really focus now on, like, cutting loose ends and tying those up. I think that it's also beneficial for you to look at where you live and be open to the concept of maybe moving house or even moving areas. Because I feel for you a fresh start would be a good way forward. I also want to say to look out for a name of Amanda, Amelia or Amy, but I see a female A.M. name, okay, that's either around you or is going to come around you. And I think they're going to be very useful and very helpful to you. I also look at the house number 13. And although we might think all 13's an unlucky number, in this instance, I believe the house number 13 will be a good number for you, okay? So just bear that in mind. I also want to give you the name. Do you understand the name of Daniel or Daryl?
No.
Because I get very much a D-A male name, but I feel it should be known to you. So a name like Daniel or Dan. Or Dan.
Yeah, I could take Dan.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
As I link in there, I have the feeling of like you like with your hands on your head or scratching your head. Would you understand difficulty or confusion around Darren?
Not really, no.
Well, then I need you to watch out for where this comes in with this person.
Yeah.
Because they could be coming towards a part of their life where they'll feel like they're confused or in a dilemma. And they will need some help and assistance and good sound advice that you could offer.
Okay?
Yeah. So I want you just to remember that. I also want to say the name of Deborah.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Deborah?
A friend. A friend
now,
of mine.
Now, I feel with Deborah, I don't know, I want you to ask her this next time you see her. On a health level, I feel like, I don't know whether she's been having a lot of pains in her legs or problems with her circulation.
Yeah.
So I just want you to just check on her if she's been feeling like really tired and not quite right at the moment, because I just feel, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't give medical advice, but I feel like she's sort of, her blood levels are a little bit out, and I feel like a vitamin boost, or she's lacking in some kind of minerals or vitamins at the moment. So if you could just give that advice and ask her to look at that, and ask her how she feels. I also want to give you the name Paul, Pauline or Paula.
Yeah.
And I feel again, pulling close where that name is concerned. Now, I want to ask you this, Jane. Do you understand somebody that crossed over into the spirit world with either a head injury or a problem that affected their brain?
Yeah.
Because I have a link now to spirit. From the person that had a problem with their head, they very much want to be remembered to you today, and they draw very, very close. They're telling me now that the month of April is going to be significant for you, and I do want to go around the 15th or the 16th of April. Do you understand that for a birthday or anniversary?
Not right off the top of my head at the moment, but I can walk.
Just remember that this has come through. Please write that down when you get off the call, because I get that with a card that accompanies it that says triumphant success. So I feel there's something very good around the 15th and 16th of April this year. So luckily you haven't got too long to wait for that to come in.
Oh, good.
I feel I want to put you in a library and to be looking at more books and gaining more information. I feel that there's more learning for you, and that may be something to do with going back to college or study in some way. And I know that that is very, very favoured for you. I know that I want to put you also with a group of youngsters or children, and know that you'd be very good at either passing on information to them or looking after them or teaching them in some way. I feel that you would be very gifted in that area. So do you have a desire to work with children or have a lot of children around you?
I'd like to be a teacher, yeah.
Well, don't give up on that dream, because I certainly see that as very achievable for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Jane, I'm going to have to leave it there today, because I know we've got a lot of callers on the line. I hope that's helped you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Jane. It's lovely to talk to you. Please join my Facebook page, which is Elizabeth Lee Crowther, or you can go on to the Psychic Beth page on Facebook. And you can always leave little messages on there, and I'm always around to try and give people help and advice. Okay.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. You take care, and you get that bit of strength, and you move on now. The time is right for you to really blossom and grow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Jane. Bye-bye now.
Right, bye.
Okay, Jane, well, I know that you enjoyed that reading there with Elizabeth. Remember, you can always download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
No problem. You can stay there and listen to the rest of the show. You're
I
more than
will
welcome.
Do. Oh, thank okay, you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Beth, it's time for you to put your feet up, and I'll take the next caller, and let's go to area code 480 and say, hi, 480. Can we take your name, please?
Yes, my name's Michael.
Hi, Michael. You're speaking to Michael. Isn't that perfect?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Michael, can I ask you there, please, sir, where to are you calling from?
Wonderful, sunny Arizona.
Arizona, absolutely perfect. Michael, can I ask you the reason was that you called in for?
Yeah, in regards to my job / business, we've been working on a deal where a client has decided is moving forward, and we're waiting on him to actually follow through on something that he has to do, and just kind of looking to get some insight on if that's going to happen.
Okay, well, what I can do there for you, Michael, is I can make a connection to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go from there. Is that okay for you?
Perfect.
Okay. Michael, I know as I'm making a communication here there to the spirit world there for you, I do believe I have a gentleman that's with us from the world of spirit that wants to connect there with you. Now, this gentleman, I believe that he would link instantly there where within your dad's side of your family because he pulls me towards dad's side. And as he links towards your dad's side, I believe that he's a gentleman that's a very strong man in his build. I believe throughout his life that he was a very direct kind of a man. What he had to say, out he would come, please or offend. I also know with him as he stands here with me that he's quite a, he's taller than myself. He's maybe around the 5'10", 5'11", maybe around the 6 foot area. And I know that's where he is as he communicates there. But as I said, within your dad's side, very strong throughout his life. But I know the ending of his life, I believe he passed very suddenly and very quick home to the spirit world there, Michael. Do you understand of who he is?
I'm trying to think. I didn't know any of my, well, my grandfather was 5'4", and, but okay. Could be nasty at times from what I was told. So, but I do know, like, his brothers and so forth, you know, died at a young age in mining and different things like that when, you know, in the early part, you know, of the century and stuff like that. So height-wise and whatnot, I'm not sure.
Okay, so it's obviously very difficult for you to place the people. That's okay, Michael. Okay, let me tell you what this man has come in to say there to you. Because, see, as he's with me, he tells me that he's been in your life quite a lot of late. And he tells me of this condition of you feel as if someone's dragging their heels and you're to and fro from something. I believe I need to say that to you, Michael, that you need to keep on at it, okay? You need to put the pressure on, lean on this a bit at the moment. And the more you lean on it, the more it will kind of go into your favor, for want of a better word, because I believe that's what you're kind of wanting now, for things to move forward, for things to develop. And I believe as it develops, that's where they will become perfect and beautiful there for you, okay? I know there, Michael, that you understand the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
And I know that in some way that you connect to them, now whether that be consciously or subconsciously, I don't know, but I know that I'm being told that you do connect with the spirit world, and as you're connecting with them, they bring in an abundance of love and happiness there to you, okay? But I know that the main reason for them to come forward is just for you to say that you stand your own ground, stand on your own 2 feet, and do what's right for yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, I do believe as well, see, as your awareness is deepening and as you're becoming aware of the spirit world there, I know I need to say to you, keep on that track there, Michael, because it's the right track for you, okay? You need to, you know, it seems like as if everything is coming in together all at once, isn't it? And it's confusing you, and it's like as if, you know, we need to take charge and take hold of this situation, for want of a better word, and deal with it. But, you know, we need to do it at intervals, like in digestible sized pieces, for want of a better word, one thing at a time. Do you understand this?
Absolutely.
Okay. See, and then there's a lady that comes in as well, Michael, because I want somebody to come in that you would recognize. And there's a lady here, and I believe that she connects to your mum's side, because I'm asking for somebody to come in that you would know, and she comes in towards your mum's side. And I know as I've got this lady, bless her heart, she was quite a nicely built lady before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that she would have suffered quite greatly before she passed as well, because she makes me aware that when she would have spent the latter part of her life confined to a chair and a bed right at the end of her life there. I know that she wants me to say that she would have carried a little bit of weight there with her, but very much of a the kind of lady that knew her own mind. She knew what she wanted, knew where she wanted to go in life as well. Do you understand this?
Yeah, that would probably be my mother who had cancer.
Bless her heart, okay? Because I know that she's so gentle and so subtle as she comes forward. And, you know, I believe that if she was with us in the physical body right now, what she would do, she would hold you up. She would support you in every way she possibly could. She tells me, you know, it's not that she, you know, I'm not saying that this lady was rich and was a millionaire, but, you know, what she could do for you, she would certainly do at the best of her abilities. And she tells me at the moment that this is what she wants me to do there for you, is to give her, to give you her support and to give you her guidance from the spirit world. And she tells me to know that she's by the side of you. That will be enough to take you through whatever it is that comes up within your life at the moment. Do you understand of this?
I do.
Bless you. Now, I know that she talks to me about as well that there's other concerns, and may I be right in saying that these other concerns are like whether they're medical or there's someone visiting the hospital or the doctors at the moment. Would you understand there's like a medical issue that goes on in your life or maybe something close to you at the moment? Is that right there, Mike?
I had an eye surgery in November, and I have to have a cataract surgery sometime in the future.
Okay, so that's why she would address this medical issue, okay? So, again, isn't that a perfect way of demonstrating that we are not alone in this life, that she is there with you? She understands all that's going on within your life. All I need to say to you, Michael, take her love, because, you know, she sends so much love there to you. Know that she's with you, and she will always remain within your life. Do you understand this there, Michael?
Oh, yeah, I felt it.
Bless your heart, okay? Well, you know, Michael, you can always download a copy of today's show to retrieve your reading there and to keep a copy of that. And I'll say there to you, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines there, Elizabeth, and let's go to area code 561 and say, hi, 561. Are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, yes, 561. Can we take your name there, please?
Sure, it's Sophia. Sophia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Well, Sophia, where are you calling from there?
I'm in Boca Raton.
Okay, perfect. Sophia, let me hand you over to our wonderful guest, Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Elizabeth, it's all over to you.
Hello, Sophia.
Thank you. Hi, thank you so much. You guys are great.
Oh, that's really kind of you to say that. And is there anything in particular you want me to look at in your reading today?
Yes, in regards to job. I'm having a little bit of a challenge there, and I just wanted to know what you see.
Okay, I'll be very... No. I just feel like I need to be very direct with you at the moment, Sophia. As I look at my oracle cards, the first card that comes out for you is financial and material change, and I do feel that you've become very sort of almost like halted within your job at the moment, and I do feel it's time for change and new things coming in for you. So don't be scared of applying for different roles, and I want you to look outside the box because they show me there's lots of strings to your bow and you don't need to stick within the same subject in which you work or have worked previously, because I really feel like you need to branch out now into something completely new. But I have got the shadow card around it, where almost like you'll want to just keep within what you know because you feel comfortable with that, but you need encouragement to branch out into pastures new and come out of your comfort zone a little bit, I'm being told to tell you, by my guides. I also have the card next to that, which is the Destiny card, which means you're going on to far better and greater things. But around this, Sophia, I want you to look out for somebody called Charlotte, okay?
Charlotte?
Yeah, because I feel there'll be somebody come around you with the name of Charlotte who is going to be very helpful to do with work, your finances, and I feel a new position coming up for you within the work.
Okay.
I feel that she's going to be quite a fundamental person around that. Now, I get the cards which also show me for you that you've been a little bit upset at the moment or very recently and have almost wanted to withdraw into your shell. Do you understand that, Sophia?
Yeah.
Because I get the emotional withdrawal card around you, you see. And I think maybe you need to look at that as a time of reflection, but also being quite honest with yourself about what you want. I just also feel that, also, I don't know whether this is within the workplace, but do you feel like somebody's being quite domineering around you or almost like overshadowing you and you're not allowed to... almost like have your own opinion or stretch your wings.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like it's a feeling of being very restricted and not being able to do what I truly want to do. Almost like I've got dreams, I've got ambitions, but I'm not able to put those steps along the way to try and go to the place where I really want to be. What I want to tell you about that, Sophia, that the chances and the opportunities will come around that, particularly as we head towards September this year. I feel that is almost like a month of new things on the horizon, new doors open for you. But I feel that you'll gain some spiritual strength within to be able to embrace those opportunities quite nicely. Now, would you understand, Sophia, a lady in the spirit world, before she crossed over, would have had a lot of heart and cardiac problems?
Yes.
Because this lady is here. She says, I'm watching you, my love. She's very close to you, and she loves you greatly. And she was a very strong character in life. And she'd always got words of wisdom. She was a very strong lady. And she was very good at seeing how to advise somebody or the outcome of something. It's almost like she got the gift of foresight herself. And she'd weigh people up very quickly.
Yeah.
And she'd be very intuitive. Do you understand her, this lady? She's around you, and she's spiritually supporting you at the moment in order to help you. She tells me that the month of July is significant for birthdays or anniversaries.
I have a very important event in July.
Okay. Well, she talks about this and tells me to tell you that you must focus on that, okay? That's very important and requires a lot of your energy and attention,
okay?
She also talks to me, are you having a lot of problems with your vehicle?
Yes, I need a new vehicle.
Because she says... it's getting too old and too mechanically problem. There's a lot of mechanical problems around your vehicle. And she says it would be a good time now to look at having a new car, basically. Or, or even if you can't manage that, looking at other ways of getting yourself around. She says, because we're at the point now where that car's going to start costing you a lot of money. And it's cash, really, that you don't need to be spending in that area. Okay? So so she's showing me that. I've got a lovely cat around her. Would you understand, like a tabby cat, either that you had or she would have had?
A cat?
Like
no.
A stripy cat.
No, does not come to mind right now, no.
Hello, can you hear me, Sophia?
Yeah, that does not come to mind. I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello? Sorry, I lost
I'm
you
here.
For a minute.
I'm
so sorry.
I'm
I
here.
Lost you
I'm
for
here.
A moment there. It's my, I think
okay.
It's my Skype okay. connection. Do you understand what I said about the tabby or the stripy cat?
No.
I really feel that this cat is gone over into the spirit world, and it's what we would call like a tabby. Would you understand the name of Bill, Billy, or William?
My father, but not a cat. My father was Bill. They would call him
okay.
Bill.
Okay. Because I know I've got a gentleman with the name of Bill, and your dad's in spirit.
Yes.
Passed on. Because I've
yes.
just had a gentleman yes. step forward telling me his name, or he was called Bill when
yes,
he was here
Bill.
On Earth. But your dad's holding
yes.
up this cat. He's showing me this tabby cat. So you just remember it. It might be something that comes in later that you remember, or something that comes in around this that's going to be very significant, okay? But I know dad's
okay.
telling me his name. He says that you need to do a lot of reading at the moment, and you need to really explore your options, and that's going to be a good way forward. He's making me pull a card, which actually is the card that says union. And this is about two people coming together. So are you looking for romance, or have you just taken romance onto another level? Because usually this is...
Trying to take
Sorry?
It to another level. Trying
okay,
to take it to another level.
Oh, okay, because usually this card is to do with relationships with the person in your life who you've got romantic feelings for. And it's
yes.
about two people either taking their relationship onto a new level, or actually a new relationship begins with this card. And this is really that things are going to grow and blossom and improve, they tell me, dramatically. Good improvements there. Dad also shows me the initial E. Is there anybody with a name like Ellie or Elizabeth? But I don't know what it is exactly, but I know now he's really showing me the initial E.
Yes, I know who E is. That's my boyfriend, if that's who it is.
Oh, okay. And he's showing me this, so he's watching over this situation with you and this person, you see.
Okay.
And would you also understand, is there somebody called Barry? Barry?
No, I can't think of right now, no.
Can you please look out for this person coming along? And I know the name that I want to give sounds like Barry, so I want you to come off the call and write that down, and just remember that Dad has also passed that on to you. Now, who's been having abdominal problems or cramps?
Sometimes.
Okay, because I really feel that that can be assisted or helped, and I just feel like I'm not a doctor, I can't diagnose, but psychically I get somebody with a condition like IBS, like irritable bowel syndrome, and it's almost like the foods that they're eating is irritating that condition, and it's to re-look at the diet.
Okay.
So that's some advice to where that's got to go that can be passed on there. I also want to give the name of Rupert or Rubin or Rudy, but certainly a name that sounds like that as well. Again, coming in, and I feel that that could well be for the future, certainly like I say, as we come into September this year, where I feel like there's a lot of change around that time for you. Somebody must have been complaining of either a middle ear infection or earache, but I feel like Spirit wants to put their hands over somebody's ears to heal a condition that's going on there as well. Do you understand that, Sophia?
Okay, I don't know who it is, but I'll say okay.
Okay, just remember that that's being given, because often I get information that's going to come up within the next few weeks. So when that situation occurs, just get them to get that looked at and get on with it, not to put up with it, is the advice.
Okay.
Okay. I hope that's helped you today.
Oh, my gosh, you've been amazing. This is awesome. Very, very awesome, because I was thinking of the lady that stepped up. I was thinking about her. And it's funny that you said that, and I was thinking about my dad also. So I really needed to hear that, and I thank you so very much for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome, and I'm just so grateful to be able to link you to your loved ones in spirit and know that they've come through, because it's their love for you and your love for them that has brought them through today. Okay.
Yeah, one more thing. I never met my father, so when he steps up today, it's the first that I'm communicating with him since he passed 22 years ago.
Oh, that's lovely. I mean, I'm sorry that you never actually met him, but know that he is around you and that bond can't be broken. You know, that is your blood connection, that is your bond. And Dad watches over you, Sophia, and he's just proved that. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Mike. Thank you. Thank you.
You take care now.
Bless
you.
You too. Thank you. Remember, you can always download a copy of today's reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day there. Bye now. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, Elizabeth, I think we need to go to our next song. So let me just press this button and say that you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Elizabeth, how are you doing there?
Yeah, really good.
You know, doesn't the show go really fast? You know, I can't believe that we are way over halfway of the show. We've got 36 minutes left of the show. So let me go back into the phone lines. Let me go to, it's a private number. I know that much. It's here to call 111 and say, hi, can we take your name there, please?
Hi, Mike. This is Trish.
Trish. Trish, can I ask you, Trish, where are you calling from there?
I'm calling from Maryland.
From Marilyn, okay, perfect. And what was the reason, Marilyn, that... I'm calling you Marilyn. Trish, what's the reason that you call in for?
I wanted to know if you could give me some insight around job change from Spirit.
Okay, well, Trish, I know that you know how I work for the Spirit world. So let me build a communication up here to the Spirit world and see where we go, Trish. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Trish, let me start off by talking to you about this lady that I have with me here in the spirit world that stands with me at the moment. She's a lady that I want to say maybe she wasn't a very tall lady. She's maybe around the 5'2", 5'3", of her height when she was here with us. She's quite slight to the build of her body, particularly towards the end of her life. I know of when she passed, she makes me aware that she would have suffered quite greatly within her body, and she does make me aware that she would have had to slow things right away down towards the end of her life there, almost to the point where I feel I want to come to a stop, because of whatever this lady suffered with, that's what it did do to her at the end of her life. But I know that she was a very caring, sensitive kind of a lady when she was here with us. I know that she's a very much of an honest kind of a lady as well. Do you understand who I have here, Trish?
Yeah, my grandmother.
Bless her heart, because she steps forward. And, you know, I'm asking your grandmother here about the question, about the job situation there, and a thing is going to move forward. And, you know, Trish, if I said to you about, it's about applying. Have you been applying for new jobs there, Trish?
A couple. I haven't seen that many.
Okay, that's fine, but you've been applying for a couple, because I'm saying to her, well, what is all this about, you know, to do with Trish? And she says, well, she's been applying because, you know, you need a new beginning, a new challenge, something different in your life, because it's almost as if I want to say that you've come to a point where, you know, you've kind of had enough of the conditions of where you are at the moment. Does that make sense there to you?
It does.
See, and she just comes into your awareness there and into my awareness to let us know that you are, you know, being looked after in the spirit world. Your thoughts have been heard, but all in due time is what I need to say to you, okay? Now, Trish, why would I say to you there that you're kind of putting yourself down? Do you understand that you've been putting yourself down of late?
No, that I don't get.
Okay, because she talks about putting yourself, you know, as if like, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm able to do this, because she tells me of what your capabilities are so much greater than what you think. Okay, so would you understand if I'm seeing it that way there to you?
I don't know. I'd have to think on that.
Okay, well, please think on that, because, you know, see, you are aware of about life after death and about where your people are when they cross over to the other side. You understand all that, don't you?
I do.
Good, because she tells me that you continuously speak to them. You're continuously communicating and trying to build that communication strong for the spirit world to be with us. Do you understand of this?
I do.
See, and she says that to me. So I don't know if it's theirs where you're struggling with, or where there is where you're, I don't know, like can't digest or something, but she says to me that your capabilities are far exceeding more than what you think they are at the moment. So, you know that your grandmother is close there with you, Trish, doing what she can and doing her best to prove to you the continuation of this life of when we pass from that physical body there. You know, I don't know why would she make me aware of, you know, I'm taking on new things. Would you understand that you're taking on somebody else's conditions, or you're allowing other things to affect your awareness? Would you understand of this?
I don't think I understand what you mean.
Sorry, I lost you there. What did you say? You understand of what I mean?
I said I don't think I understand what you mean by that.
I do apologize. Okay, let me just go back to and just clarify a few things here. Okay. Would I be right in saying that you, Trish, that there's people around you in your life that are trying to like lean upon you a little bit too much at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about taking things on in your awareness, okay? When people are leaning upon us and we digest it and we take it on board, that's what I'm talking about, okay? So what she is saying to me is that, you know, you only need to take it into your awareness if it is your conditions, if it's your situation. So let's try and change things around a bit, you know? What everybody else is dealing with, that's up to them. Let's deal with Trish at the moment and only Trish. Does that make sense there to you?
It does.
Okay, see, because that's exactly what your grandmother has come to say there. And, you know, don't change anything. Don't change. Why would she talk about changing things? I don't know, Trish, if you're wanting to change things in your life, whether it's be like, I don't know whether it is you want to change the look of something. Would you understand that I would talk to you about changing things in your life?
No, that I wouldn't understand.
Okay. Okay. Then why would I talk to you about, you know, it's about taking care of yourself. Would you understand that
okay.
Just more on the lines of you want to start taking more care of yourself? Is that right?
I take pretty good care of myself.
You do?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Okay. Well, maybe that's what she's talking about taking care of yourself, okay? And if that means that we have to alter things in our lives, and this is just an example, like sometimes we have to change our diet to look after ourselves a bit, okay? That's kind of that thing she's talking about. I'm not saying that you're changing your diet, but that's just a likeness, okay? So do you understand why I would say that to you now?
You know, I changed my diet probably 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay, that's fine. See, again, it's just her way of saying to you, look, I know what's going on within your life, okay? It's her way of saying to you that she's around you. She understands what's going on. So, you know, if you've already done this, what I would say to you, you know, you're doing well. It's the encouragement. That's what I want to give you, is the encouragement from your grandmother there in the spirit world to keep going. And you do what's right by yourself. And never mind what everybody else is thinking or doing or saying, Trish is the important one. Do you understand of this?
I do.
Bless your heart. Trish, well, I want to say that to you, thank you very much for calling in. Remembering you can always download a copy of your reading within the show page of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay. Elizabeth, let's go straight back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 727 and say hi. 727, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hello, yes. Can we take your name there, please?
Yeah, Rosemary.
Hello, Rosemary.
Hi, how are you? The show's been, couldn't hear it, then I could hear it. Then it was dead. I've been listening from the beginning. I'm thinking, oh, God.
No, it's been a little bit temperamental this evening, I think, with our Skype connection. But it seems to have settled down now. So hopefully it will go really well for your reading today. So is there anything in particular you'd like me to have a look at for you, Rosemary?
Yes. When I listened to you earlier in the program, you talked about you're an animal communicator, and I lost both my dogs, my Benny and my Jimmy, to cancer many years ago. I haven't had any replacement because where I live, they don't allow pets. And I just wondered if you had a message for them. I love them, dear. I still think about them so much. So,
okay,
if there's any way you can get a message from them, I'd be really happy.
Okay, let's see. Now, so it's Benny and Jimmy. Just tell me the breed of dog, so I get a picture of them.
Both of my dogs were Rottweilers, and Jimmy was a girl. It's Jimmy, G-E-M-M-Y.
Oh, I beg your pardon. So did you say Jimmy?
Yes.
And what was the other dog called again?
Benny.
Jimmy and Benny. Oh, so you've got a girl and a boy. Okay, that's fine. That's all the information that I need there. So let me just see if I can make a link. Okay, straight away, I've got one of them coming through. Would you understand one of them with a lot of, I know you've talked about the way that they passed over, but would you also understand that one of them in life would have experienced a lot of sickness and actual physical vomiting?
I think it was Jemmy, because she was always eating stuff she's not supposed to, and actually swallowed a whole sock one time, a whole sock.
Because I know this is one of, as I link in, this is one of the memories, almost like, oh, shouldn't have done it, and I need to be sick to clear it. And I know it's an important memory that she brings. And I just feel like the one dog was a very outgoing dog, whereas the other one is almost like opposite in personality, more like quiet and wants to stay in more and be more close to you. Do you understand that? Almost like contrasting personalities with your two dogs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely,
Because I get one very, like, sort of out there, and then I get the other one is more like a little bit shy and a little bit more reserved. So I feel very, very different as I link into these two lovely dogs for you. I know one of them, Sharon, would you understand a name like Mark or Martin? The M-A-R name, one of them shows me, and they're telling me, you know it. And I know that this is important as they bring this name through. Is there anybody called Margaret or Martin or Mark with the M-A-O? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you for a second. I don't know why. You were asking me a name?
Yes. Do you understand why one of your dogs would give me a name like Mark or Martin or Margaret?
There's nobody in my family.
Doesn't have to be family. It can be somebody around you. But what I see from them is an important name, but I know the first three letters of that name is M-A-R. Don't worry. When you get off the call, write it down. It will make sense to you later, because I really feel that this is going to be significant. So just remember that that has come through. Now, one of them shows me, would you understand also one of them having in life a problem with one of their feet, either with a problem with one of their claws or their pads on their feet, but something affects one of their paws?
Actually, it was my Benny. He had a cancerous front leg, and the lump was very close to the bottom of the leg.
Oh, okay, because I know one of the dogs holds up their paws to indicate to me that there was a problem in life that affected him. And then also one of them, and when I've got them both coming through, it's hard to differentiate between the two of them at the moment, so you'll have to bear with me a little bit. But would you also understand, like, I want to wipe one of the eyes of one of the dogs? So did one of them also suffer with conjunctivitis or a problem with one of their eyes?
No, I don't remember that.
Then one of them's really making me feel like there was either something in their eye or something that had to be treated to do with their eye. And I get yes, I've got the memory. Think about it later, don't worry, because I know I can sometimes go very fast and put people on the spot, but you'll think about it. You can always drop me a line and let me know. Now, did you also take the dogs a lot to the beach? Because I get
They love to swim.
I get memories from them with the salty air and the sea and the beach. And I know that this made them very, very happy to have that. They also say that they've been watching over you and what's been going on for you. And who's just recently had a baby or just announced a pregnancy?
That's my father's brother. His daughter, yeah. He told me his daughter was pregnant.
okay, because they've also seen this taking place on Earth, and it's their way of proving to you that they're still around and that they still link in. I know you're a very good dog owner, because they tell me they didn't want for anything and there was no expense spared, and that you put a lot of time, effort and money into their well-being and doing your absolute best for them. So please never look back and think that you didn't, because they are saying to you, you did everything you could for me, and they're very, very grateful to you. I know you say that you can't have another dog at the moment because of your situation, but I know later on that is going to change, and I know another dog is going to come your way. What I do feel, though, is very interesting. It's not going to be another Rottweiler. It's almost what's going to be sent to you is going to be like a smaller terrier-type dog. And it'll almost be the kind of dog that you wouldn't normally go for, that you wouldn't sort of make a beeline for. But as that comes towards you and the circumstances that dog will be presented, you'll want to love that dog and you'll want to home it, and you will. But I don't see that really. I see that more in about 2 years' time for you, okay? So please remember that has also been shown to me, that they will create like an energy gateway, if you like, for the circumstances to be right for that new dog to come in. I also feel that dog won't be a puppy. It'll be around about the age of 2 or 3 years old. So it will have already had some life experience, and actually it will have had a very difficult time, and you'll be able to nurture it and really help it through. Would you also understand one of your dogs having a problem in the jaw or with their teeth? Because it's almost like I want to look at one of them to, like, stroke that part of their face.
Yeah, could have been, you know, a multitude of things, because it could have been my female dog, not so much my male dog. And the thing that you said about the dog is I actually have it in my mind that I'm going to have a rescue dog. That you just said would fit very well with that, me having a dog that's already been abused. So I wanted to tell you that.
It really, like, the picture that they put into my mind is like a smaller terrier, but it's like long-haired and a little bit scruffy-looking almost. But I do believe that, like you say, it will be a rescue dog and it will have had a tough time, and you can bring it through. I believe that the dog will be a male dog, and I also want to give it a name. Like, they may have a name like Charlie. So the rehome in place, or however it comes to you, may have already given that dog a name, and I think it's going to have a name like Charlie. So it's certainly giving you a lot of information there to look out for. I do think that they see your situation at home changing with a house move or a relocation, which I think is very favoured for you. I also want you to remember that they're just giving you this because animals are very psychic and can look ahead. I want to say the name of Philip, okay? Or Phillips for a surname. So just remember that name has been passed on to. They show that somebody around you is also having a lot of digestive problems at the moment. And I just feel like there's a lot of acid in somebody's stomach. But I think that needs to be treated and not left and be looked at for the beneficial aspect of it would improve somebody's lifestyle. So do you understand who's been having a lot of heartburn and acid in their stomach?
Okay.
You understand who that is with somebody on Earth at the moment?
Well, it could be me, but I don't feel that way right now. But recently I did. I didn't feel so good. And it just is that I need to change diet a little bit here. And I've been doing that. I've been taking vitamins in this last week or so, and I just feel better already. So it could have been me.
Excellent. Well, they've certainly understood and seen that going on around you, and it's their way of giving some evidence that they're looking over your situation and keeping a watchful eye on their mom, you know, and wanting to assist you in that way. So that's good that you've taken appropriate steps to heal yourself as well. I also feel as if as I look at that, there's been a situation in your life that you couldn't stomach, you see, and I think that that's improved also. Please look out for the name of Val or Valerie coming in later, because that will be somebody that comes towards you that will need help and need your advice, and you'll be in a very good position to be able to pass that on. Know that the dogs are safe and well in the spirit world, and know that I believe that all animals go to the same place in heaven as we go to, that it's not like an animal heaven and a people heaven, we're all together. And I believe that they have gone, and there is a gentleman that stands beside them who looks after them on your behalf. I get a very fatherly man, so I don't know if it's your dad or your grandfather, but there is a father figure that stands next to your dogs in spirit, and he tells me that he is the caretaker for them and he's looking after them for you. Okay, do you understand that?
Yes, my dad died last October, and of all the people I love the most, my dad was one of them, and my animals. So yes, that's what I was going to ask you, is my dad with my dogs, and I think that is my father you're talking about.
Well, he stands there like a father figure, and he's watching over you, and he wants me to tell you, I'm looking after the dogs for you. He says, because he knows that that's what you were hoping for, and that's what you've been thinking yourself. There's also a lovely picture of these dogs that you've got that you keep looking at, and the dogs very much join telepathically with you every time you look at that special picture.
Yeah, it's actually a picture my father painted of them. So
it's
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now where I'm sitting.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So know when you look at that, you're bringing the energy of the dogs around you and also Dad around you. Dad talks to me about February. There must be a birthday or an anniversary in February that he wants to recognize. Do you understand that?
It's not a birthday, but I can't think of it right now, but there may be something.
I want to go between, like, the 10th and the 12th of February, okay?
Okay.
And this will be important. Don't worry if you can't think of it now. You will. It'll just be like a light bulb moment where you'll go, oh, yeah, I know what that is. So just remember that. Also, talks to me about the person who is the Gemini, who is the has the birth sign of Gemini. And again, he says, bring that person close to you. And also, you need to advise somebody about looking after their knees. I don't know if they're awaiting a knee operation or they're having pains and problems or swelling with their knee at the moment. But again, that needs a little bit of extra assistance. And Dad's just telling me about that at the moment. Also, he says there will be the name of Sue or Sally, but a female S initial. Again, this is somebody on earth that he wishes to send his love and appreciation to.
Okay. Can't think it. I know who the person with the knee is. It's my father's longtime friend of 66 years, and she's having an operation, but I don't know when, because it's not just her knees, it's her hip as well, but she has difficulty walking because of the pain.
Well, Dad's going to be watching over her as she goes through that procedure, and he's going to make sure that, that is helpful to her and that she goes into that procedure feeling okay about it, because often we really worry about doing these things and, oh, am I doing the right thing? But it's like Dad's sending love there around this lady to help with that physical problem. And so know that he'll be around and watching over her as she goes through that. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, I hope that's helped you today.
Yes, I thank you so much for that. That's, that gives me a lot of comfort because my animals are never out far from me ever. I always talk to them, and I know they're around me, and my father, too, because my dad was the love of my life, my dad. So I thank you so much for that.
You're more than welcome, and how lovely and wonderful that they have been able to link in today. What I really would like you to do now is to go off and research about animal communication, get yourself some books about it, or if you've got a Kindle, you can download some, and just learn a little bit more about it, because you're the kind of person that would be able to communicate with animals yourself, you see. So I think it's quite important that you get a bit more information and maybe even go on a workshop and learn more about it. Because do you know what? Some people have natural ability, and I really believe from what your dogs are showing me that you're one of those people.
I am. I'm a reader. That's what I do for a living.
Ah, that doesn't surprise me from what they show me. But have you been doing any animal readings?
No, I've never. I mean, animal causes and animals are one of the biggest things closer to my heart. But, you know, and I know you can appreciate that on a daily basis, it's people's problems. I mean, just, you know, on and on. And so, really, I haven't really looked into that, although, and I'm also a Reiki master, too, and I'm actually, next week, I'm doing a show in Naples. I'm doing an expo there, and I'm actually staying at Lady's House, where I'm actually going to be doing some healing on her dog. So,
that's fantastic.
I actually feel connected to animals, because they go crazy when they see me. It's because I love them so much. That's why.
It's because you've got they're probably sending you messages, and just at the moment you're not processing them. And by getting some information or reading a book or going on a workshop, it's just going to be so easy for you and so natural just to make that one little step order to make the transition from what you're doing now to be able to communicate with animals. And it won't be that different from your communication with spirit and your readings, and you'll find it easy and natural to do. So please research that. Go on Amazon, Google it, and I know the right book is going to come towards you, and it's going to be very enlightening. So just give yourself that little treat and go and buy that present and have that book as a gift from your animals, okay?
I will. Thank you so much for all your wonderful advice. Thank you
You're
very much.
You're more than welcome. You take care. Bye-bye
thank
now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, well, hey, Rosemary, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Elizabeth, we got literally 9 minutes left of the show. Why didn't you take this opportunity, Elizabeth, to tell everyone how they can get hold of you?
Well, I'm at the moment, Mike, I'm having a website built, and the website address is going to be psychicbeth.co.uk. It's a couple of weeks away from being finished, so you can email me on info@psychicbeth.co.uk, because the email is up and running, but the site's a couple of weeks off yet. My Facebook page is Elizabeth Lee Crowther, and that's L-E-E with a hyphen Crowther. So you can add me as a friend on there. I've got a page called Psychic Beth on Facebook. And also for the radio show, I've got a page called Psychic Beth's Spiritual Calling Radio Show. So if you type any of that in, it should come up in the Facebook search. So that's probably the best way to connect with me at the moment. The radio show I do is on thebridgeradio.net. That's every Sunday for 2 hours between 5 and 7 p.m. UK time, which obviously you're a guest on that show every week at 5:30. And we do readings for our listeners, but we also do a lot of other things where we have, or like today we had an author that was interviewed on the show who's written a lovely book actually that your listeners might like to go off and read, called Men, Money and Chocolate. And that's by a lady called Menna van Praag. And you know what? I was telling her as we were interviewing her on the show, it is the first book I've read from cover to cover since 2006. That's how much of a good read it is.
Well, you know, maybe we should all take a copy of that book, because I know each and every guest that you have, Elizabeth, they are absolutely amazing guests. And I know that we've shared guests many times in the past. And, you know, may long it continue. That's all I've got to say.
Well, it will continue. You know, things evolve, things change. But I know where our spiritual work and our friendship is concerned, Mike, that's long-lasting.
Of course, most definitely. And, you know, as I said in the beginning of the show, with friends like yourself, Elizabeth, when we surround ourselves with friends like yourself, it just means so much to us, doesn't it, to know that there's someone there, either at the end of the phone or at the end of the anywhere. But you're there for each other, and that's the important bit, isn't it?
Do you know what? Some friends are like foundation stones, and you're a builder, so you know what I mean. You need them there to support you, to hold things up at times when there's a bit of stormy weather coming in, you know. And then other people, you know, that come along, they may only be a window that you can replace later on. They only may be like a set of curtains that are in your house that you get tired of and they need refreshing or some new ones putting up. But your foundation stones are your supports and what keep you strong and what keep you up there. And sometimes, you know, the tables turn, don't they?
Most definitely.
I might be going through a good thing and be able to help you. Then I might be going through a bad thing and you're able to help me. And, you know, there is a saying, isn't there, in the UK and maybe around the world people say it, I don't know. But you can count your good friends on one hand, can't you? And isn't that true?
Most definitely, Elizabeth. And, you know, and even those as closest to you, you think, you know, are these, you know, my true friends? You know, are these the ones that's going to just hang around for a few weeks, few months, maybe a year? But then that's it, you know. The true colours show and display at the end, isn't it?
Well, this is it, you know. You can't hide your true colours forever. You can cover them, you can wear a mask, but one day the mask slips and falls and then you're exposed.
Exactly,
and,
you know.
That happens not only with people in our lives, but you see it on TV, don't you? At the moment, we've seen a lot of celebrities that have fell down. They've been exposed. We see people that maybe have committed a crime or a murder, and 10 years later, it all comes out who it was, and they're exposed. So you just can't hide away forever, you know, and that's an important lesson to be realised as well. But like you say, your good friends stick together. You know who they are, and everybody listening will identify with that.
Most definitely. Elizabeth, the only thing that's left for me to do is to say, would you come on again?
You know, you only have to ask, Mike, and I'll come on at any time. That's no problem at all.
Well,
I love to come on. I love to be part of your show as much as I love you to have you on mine, you know, so any time.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth. Well, all is left for me to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.